It remains unclear whether the current arbitrary screening recommendations for trastuzumab-related cardiotoxicity in early-stage HER2-positive breast cancer provides an adequate balance between preventing heart damage and curtailing a curative treatment. Real-world data showed that despite a low rate of mainly early, asymptomatic and transient cardiotoxicity, treatment delays and interruptions occur due to these findings. The study results suggest optimization of cardiac monitoring after an initial period without a decrease in cardiac function.